This is Robert Merglacci, the Mindshare Learning Report. I'm here at EdNet 2013 in Denver, Colorado, and I have the good fortune of having the Mindshare Learning Moment with Vicky Bingham, the conference manager for EdNet. And thank you for joining me today, Vicky.
Thank you, Robert. It's always good to see you, and we're winding down another fun EdNet.
Celebrating 25 years. Congratulations. I've only seen it grow over time. My first one was in 1998, the last time you did it in Toronto, which I'm going to give a shout out to Toronto and encourage you to come back to Canada at some point. But perhaps we can reflect a little bit about the evolution of the conference and how industries really be challenged in many ways. Early days, the advent of the internet or pre-internet, and coming full circle to where we're at today.
Yes, it's been an interesting ride. In 25 years, the conference has seen a lot of changes, both logistically, I guess, as well as what's happening in the market. And you've been on this ride too, Robert, so you know. We have, I think in the early days of the conference, it really was about the technology. We were very excited about new technology coming in and trying to figure out how to best use it to impact teaching and learning. As our understanding has matured and grown, so have the conversations. So in the same way that we don't talk about technology for technology's sake, we now talk about how it can support data-driven instruction or how it can help inform leadership, how it can support literacy and so forth. And so we've seen those conversations change over the years as the market has matured.
You've established yourself as one of the leaders in this EdTech space. And what advice do you offer to some of the companies who are looking to get into this space and make a difference? And really, it's about understanding, having a passion for what you want, involving a void or a problem for the education space?
I think that's a great question because, you know, many of the representatives from companies in our industry are former educators. Many of them came through that path. They're here in the same way that educators are, not for money, but really for the love of children and helping them learn. And so our companies feel the same way. They have a passion about teachers and the students in our country and now globally and what they can do to support them. So you want to bring your smart business models. You want to bring your innovative ideas for products and services in. But it is all about having a passion for learning and for supporting learning. And it's a tough market. It is a tough market. It's a fragmented market right now. But I think those players who come in, and instead of coming in leading with the product idea, leading with a conversation with schools like, what is your need? And right. Let me help be a partner in figuring out a way to develop things to support your need. That's a key to success.
And it really is about partnership, and you've nurtured that through this conference and your other colleagues who are part of this. And, of course, Dr. Nelson Heller, who's been a great mentor to me and inspiration. Yeah. What are some of the highlights over the 25 years? I mean, we're talking pre-internet. We're talking right. early days. Like, you know, perhaps you can shed some light on that.
Sure. We've seen a lot. And, yes, Dr. Nelson Heller, who founded this conference, some of us have been talking this week. You know, in the early conference days, he was talking about education technology, and we were kind of scratching our heads going, what does this all mean? What does this mean for our schools, what does this mean for our businesses? And we kind of walked that path together with his vision and learned along the way. Yes, we've seen from the early Commodore PETs and the Apple IIes and the early devices all the way up to mobile learning now. We've also seen the changes in policy in our country and beyond with different standards, different initiatives, different administrations. We went through the dot-com days when money was flowing freely. And then have suffered and continued, you know, still kind of climbing out of some of those tough times. But this is a unique industry, I think, because the players in this industry are very collegial. Even though they're fierce competitors at times, they're very collegial. They really have a shared objective of wanting to support schools and teachers.
And I think that's what education needs to hear. They don't often, I've felt a bit of a stigma around doing business with schools, but at the end of the day, someone has to produce the computers, the desks, you know, the books, the right. devices, etc. These people are really dedicated, and I don't know that education understands how passionate and dedicated they are, besides being salespeople or what have you?
I think that's a good point. I was a teacher and administrator before becoming a consultant on the business side, and I first attended EdNet as an educational administrator. And it was so gratifying and really surprising to see these company executives wrestling with the same issues we wrestle with in the education community, maybe through a different prism or lens, but really trying to help figure out the same things we were struggling with as educators. And we had an opening keynote this morning with representatives from the four big publishing firms, or the three big and Scholastic, you could call, but Pearson, Houghton Mifflin, McGraw-Hill, and Scholastic. And I can assure, I would like all the education community to have heard them talk about not only the business models and the struggles in their business. Each one of them spoke so movingly and passionately about how we have to stay focused on the child and the learner, and right. not, and all learners, and especially disenfranchised learners who don't have support at home and so forth. These people care a lot about what's happening in schools and with children.
That's fantastic. And it's great to see the passion continue. And it's hard work. It's not
very
easy.
Hard work.
Just like putting on this conference.
It takes a team. It takes a village. But this conference is great because it's such a good mixture of long-established companies. And then you saw all the new young entrepreneurial companies here.
Startups.
Yes, all kind of shoulder to shoulder, learning together and trying to collectively figure out how to support the work of our schools.
Well, congratulations on 25 years. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Robert. You've been a big supporter, loyal fan of EdNet, and we're a big supporter and fan of Mindshare Learning as well.
Thank you so much. That was Vicki Bingham, Conference Manager for EdNet 2013. My name is Robert Martellanci, and until next time, keep the learning curve steep.